We finished going through Hathnah, and now we go through the Mitzvah of Sevrach. Sevrach is Moshe ben Sakan, Moshe ben Inyan, the man, Chatzim Kalo. For a week, he's supposed to have a 7 days of Yimei Simcha. Now, the big misconception which we make, people think, like, what does it mean, Yimei Simcha? What does it mean, Sakan, Sotme? What does it mean, Yimei Simcha? What do you have to do?
You have to make
each other. Huh. Okay, let's try. The din of Simcha is really to Mesamech. People think that the din of Zayim is you have to have a Shavrach every single day.
That's
what? 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 Every single day, you're supposed to make a Shabbat brachas, and you make a whole big party, and you make a kadoshes, and you make Shabbat brachas. Really, that's a very big misconception. There's really no chiyuv that you have to make Shabbat brachas. No chiyuv. You don't want to have any Shabbat brachas. There's halacha, if you make a suda, and you have 10 men, and it's kind of then you have to make Shabbat brachas. So the etzem is no chiyuv to have a Shabbat brachas. I like to think that every single day you have to find, somebody has to make several things. And then when I was the chassan, it's like every single person wants to make several things. So one day you may have two of them, you have a double header, like an afternoon and a supper. But the essence is no chim chal to make several things. It's only if you happen to be in a situation where you have 10 Jews and you have 10 chadashes, then you make several things. The essence, the mitzvah of the first week is when the chassan kashim sameach each other. They're supposed to be the simcha of the first week. What goes with the Chiyuv Simcha? The one lucky thing, now I go to work. I know someone gay at the most of us over here. Most of us don't go to work. But come on, lucky thing, now I go to work during the first week. He has to be some after, and he's now I go to work. Let's say she says she doesn't care. As far as she's concerned, he could go to work. She says it's Mechila work. But what's the story about that? What's the reason why the husband asks her to go to work? Is a misak, it wasn't some effort. So that's where the crow will come out. She's well, she says, get out of here, go to work. Obi la lacha. And the chara, the mechila, work. But there's a second opinion when it comes during the Zayim Ebrach. It says that a chasun is doima to a melech. The sefta, the chasun has the din of a melech. Just like a melech, the lacha is a king, doesn't work. So to the second din, when it comes to a chasun, he has the din of a melech. And that's also mechayev. They now go to work. So the place can say, even if she's maskinah, she should go to work. Still, after dim chasam dem la melech, the halacha is that he now go to work after dim chasam dem la melech. Fine. Because the halacha that chasam and kala, the Gemara Bracha says, there's six people in each shmirah. Tam chasam balayla, alvel. One of them is also a chasam and kala. He says that a chasam and kala, they shouldn't go out alone in the shuk because they need shmira. Being that whatever the reasons are, but like upon them, they need a special shmira, and they're not supposed to go out alone in the street because afraid of the madik and the shaitan will come and slank it. That's where the place is bring down. That's where comes that the minig is. Some people have a minig that the chasam doesn't daven in a minig the first week. Where does that come from? It's not chatter that the chasam's put them in a missus. Not the chat. The chasam is not the chat. The reason why the chassid doesn't go the first week is being that it's very dangerous if he goes out alone. So therefore, that's where some people have a minig is that there's no one, I mean, malava the chassid, to shachris or to one day I already made hard, I went to see if my wife went to visit her aunt. I found the luck is that either the chassan or the kala, they're not allowed to go out alone, you have to have somebody going along with them. And that's just, you're allowed to separate, but as long as somebody else, you have to have somebody go along with them, and otherwise it's dangerous, then you're not supposed to do it.
The chassan
is kind of in the kala, yeah, that's not, yeah. That's not together, it's okay, it's only if, yeah, that's okay. But if each other goes separately, it sounds like that's a good idea, then you know, I think, the Chinuch said that the Indian of Shana Rishana, what's Shana Rishana? So now I go to army the first year, only for Mechamas Mitzvah I go to army, normally I go to army the first year. What's the side of Dover? The Chinuch says that the first year you're building a marriage, you're bonding with each other, And therefore, he's not supposed to separate, he's not supposed to go out to the army, he's supposed to be together. So the place to discuss, let's say you have a chasm, the chasm in England. Let's see, come back, you exactly come back here to Israel, and you have a chasm in England. You want to fly to England to your friend's chasm. You're going to be leaving the city. The question is, during Shana Rishayna, are you allowed to do that? Just like the issue of going to the army, leaving the child, does it also apply if you're somebody leaving? During Shana Rishayna, are you allowed to leave your house overnight or not? Same thing applies if you have a business trip, if you're working for a company, they send you maybe Liam for a business trip. The child, during Shana Rishayna, are you allowed to do it or not? So the point is that, just like the lucky not go to army, so too. You're not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to leave your wife during Shana Rishayna. You're not allowed to leave. Naki Yavetish Anachas, and you're supposed to stay home for the first year. If your wife is Meichel, then it's okay. The reason why you're not supposed to leave is after her. If she's going to be Meichel, then it's okay. But Be'etzem, the first year, you shouldn't be leaving unless she's Meichel. And when she's Meichel, means she really has to be Meichel, not like, no, you can't force her to be Meichel. Has to be that she's really Meichel. The first year, you're not supposed to leave. That's also a lot of people have a minute like that in yeshivas, ongunum and that, beginning you stay home, night city, and learn at home. The minute start off, they learn at home. Afterwards, maybe, you know, you read it like theirs, not everyone learns at home. But kapanum, the minute goes, they learn at home. Two reasons why. Number one, it's very good for your wife to see you learning. And either Bushmiya Leria, you know, even though she, you know, you tell her you might learn. You know, once in a while it's good for it to see you learn. Therefore, it's very chashuv that you learn at home. Some days it's always a good thing to learn at home. It's good for it to see. And also that, you know, it helps build the marriage. If you're around during the first year, the minhag is that, you know, people stay around. How long is Shana Rishayna? You know, some people say Shana Rishayna is 5 to 7 years nowadays. Some people say it's 5 to 7 months. You know, every different marriage has a different situation. And when you get the Yildan, how long you can stay home, how long you're not going to stay home. Some people decide to be out of the house, some people decide to be in the house. Each gets you more so each marriage, and you see when you get. Fine, so we're going to get the Mitzvah Shevrach. So, the luck of the Shevrach is that if you have 10 men, so then 10 people come and eat together, and you have a pan of kadoshes, then the luck is that you make a Shevrach, you make the Zayin Brachas. Now what's called pan of kadoshes? What are these panim chadashim? New faces? Like, what do the words mean? What makes somebody into panim chadashim? Also, how many panim chadashim do you need? Okay, so I'm here. So many didn't put today. So many, how many panim chadashim do you need? Okay, so if you're Ashkenazi, so then one is good enough. But the Sephardim, should it's Rabbi Ashkenazi. You got it right. I don't want to say it wrong. For the Svar, the Dominicans only make Shevrach brachas if they have two panim chadashos. You know, they all flash nazim ones and not. For the Svar, you have to have two panim chadashos in order to make the Zayim brachas. Svar, little shalom. But for the Svar, you need two and Ashkenazim need one. Now, what is panim chadashos? Panim chadashos is somebody who wasn't by the chasana. Somebody wasn't by the chasana, they're good enough to be panim chadashim. But if I didn't say that, panim chadashim has to be somebody that you're happy that they came. That's somebody happy that came, right? If the guy you didn't want, this is somebody happy that came. Somebody the part of panim chadashim is that is, we probably have a new simcha, so therefore we're going to make the brachas. So it's somebody happy that they come. The fact we just call in, like, you know, call somebody on the street, no, it's time to panim chadashim. It's not really the rich thing exactly. We just call a neighbor, you know, it really should be somebody who the. Were you happy that they're there? You know, somebody who can make the chasna, who really wants to be there. The Edson, the panim chadashim, should be somebody who is marbid b'simcha. What is that? Marbid b'simcha, then we make the brachas. So it really should be somebody who is marbid b'simcha. The question is, can a lady be panim chadashim? Great aunt didn't make it. The chasna, she was old, and she's there. So the question is, can you consider a lady, Isha, come to the door, can you consider a lady to be one of, could you consider part of the panim chadashos? So this Bishuvah says that the only person to be panim chadashos is somebody who's a chilek of the chiv. Somebody who's a chilek of the chiv, then you can be panim chadashos. But somebody who's not part of the actual chiv, so over there you can't be panim chadashos. So therefore, being that the chiv shavar brachas is only, what do you mean for shavar brachas? You have to have 10 men together. If you have 9 men and a lady, it doesn't work. So being that if you have 9 men and a lady, it doesn't work, so too they can't be the panim chadashos. So the ma'aseh, your great aunt, will not work to be considered panim chadashos.
Who does it have to be panim chadashos for?
What do you Actually, some of it wasn't by the cops. The one exception where you make Shabbat brachas, even though the Aron HaKadosh is Shabbos. Say the Shulchan Aruch, say the Mishnah already, that Shabbos is considered like Aron HaKadosh. Therefore, by the pseudo Shabbos, even if you don't have to call somebody else in, that's considered like Aron HaKadosh. That alone makes it some kind of being the Zechiyah of pseudo, so that makes it Aron HaKadosh, and therefore it's going to be okay. And that which we say Shabbos is considered Aron HaKadosh, that's only by the first two sudas. Bashal Shuddas is a big shayla. Bashal Shuddas, do you have to have Panu Kadash or not? What's the between the first two sudas and Shal Shuddas? The first two sudas is a chiyav to what? It's a chiyav to wash, it's a chiyav to eat. So therefore, it's considered Shabbos is like Panu Kadash. The Shabbos, when it comes to Shal Shuddas, well, really, there is no chiyav to wash. So therefore, it's a big shayla in place. What do we say that's considered Panu Kadash? We have to have Panu Kadash. The Ramah brings down that the HM is having the reason to have Panu Kadash. I believe it's Shal Shuddas. The Chabad says, no good. Friday, you have to have Panu Kadash, and it's no good. The Ramah brings down, actually, no good. Minig is able to bar up the nine brachas. Minig is that we do the Shal Shuddas. Why? What Malach is Ephesim should begin with Panu Kadash? Maybe it's normal if not Panu Kadash has come. And the second reason is, it's time to regule in the Drash by Drash having Panu Kadash. The reason why by Shal Shuddas we're knowing to have Shabbat brachas, even though there's no Panu Kadash there, is because being at the Chasim Darshan, that's like Panu Kadash. That's where the meaning comes from. The Kaisel, that the Chasim speaks during the Shabbat brachas, and the particular meaning is that he for sure speaks by Shal Shuddas, and that would have a din of Panu Kadash. And that would have a din of Panu Kadash. So Stam Zoyis Kedai, you know, it's a good zach for Chassanim to speak during the Shabbat brachas. There's a couple of reasons why. One reason why is you want to make sure that you're in the Talmud Torah. You want to make sure you learn a little, because you actually prepare something. It's like a bizach. Not everyone's on the trigger of Yashiv. We have to find everyone has the Shabbat brachas. So Yashiv, the second day, his wife said, it's time to go to Shabbat brachas. So he's like, what do you mean? I'm a little sugya. So she's like, what should we do? She's like, wait till I'm done. And she waited. Then by the time it was done, it was like, way after time. Shabbat brachas. They didn't have Shabbat brachas. They said Yashiv only had like maybe one or two Shabbat brachas. And therefore, whatever, it's a chasuv zak, a chasuv to make sure he learns some amount every single day during the Zayin Yimei Shabbat brachas, starting after marriage, so they have to start off with the Territik Oifen. And so, a chasuv zak, the person should make sure that he learns Kavei Itim even during the Zayin Yimei Shabbat brachas. Therefore, it's a good, one reason to speak in order to give you a solution. In the Chayyab, and also sometimes it's good to speak, people see who you are when you speak, you're probably nervous when you speak, but it's a good, practice makes perfect, and it's a good time to learn how to do it, and it's good, a good time to stop by the Shabbat. Fine, so how long can you make let's say you buy Shabbat brachas, you want to leave. You buy somebody else's Shabbat brachas, buy from Shabbat brachas, then you want to leave. You don't have patience to say this, something on, until the chasam kala came 2 hours late. And you want to leave, right? The shayla is, are you allowed to leave for Shabbat once you're part of the actual Suda, so you're not allowed to leave? Once it's the chiv, that's the chiv Shabbat brachas really chal on every single person. Being at the chiv Shabbat brachas chal on every single person, so maybe Ken Zayn is also to leave. Am I supposed to say that? If you buy a Shabbat brachas in Chalam, you are mechuyav to stay betzem. And it's really a chiyuv on every single yachid. And that's when you are not be allowed to leave. It's like by Zeman, the same halakha also. You're part of Suda. There's a chiyuv Zeman, and that's when you're not allowed to leave. There is an etzah from Moshe Feinstein, says in Tshuva, that this etzah also for Zeman, and Moshe said that Machan Tzarech, if when you came, you had no das to be mistired with them, you had wine originally, they weren't, you're not planning to stay by the Shabbat brachas, not staying by the not planning to stay by the Zeman. And Moshe says, Malkut Tzara, if you stay on that, and you won't be Mitzara to the actual Zeman. So, if you're going to a Shabbat, you're going to a Chasna, and you're facing a Shlev, you should do the Eitz of Moshe Feinstein. The Pshat is that you have a mind that you're not planning to be Mitzara with them, and being you have a mind and you're not going to be Mitzara with them, so therefore, you'd be a lot
labeled. If you end up being there by the Zeman, you don't know you would then you want to yourself.
What makes you want to answer?
Can you yourself be the Zeman?
But how long can they start brachas for? So start brachas is really 7 days. Let's say on the seventh day you started a suda during the day and went to the night. Let's say you got married on a Monday night. So seventh day is going to be on Sunday, right? So you started a suda till the afternoon and it went until the night. So the question is, can you make start brachas in that situation? Do you say they started the suda during the day and had some chadashas, maybe that's mechayev you and now you could continue? Or do you say that no, that being that your past, your king status ran up already, and your past is tzayin meshar brachas, could be you can't do it. So the mice of the fact is that once your past is tzayin meshar brachas, even though you started from the boydoyim, you cannot make shar brachas. It's a very common mistake people make. They think like, you know, they started from the boydoyim and they can make a shar brachas. Once you're past, you're out of the 7 days, you know, you start by doing the lachis, you're not able to make the shabbos. The one exception is the place you have a needed is what about on, if you get married on Sunday? Your seventh day is going to be on Shabbos. So if you start eating Chal Shudas during the day, and the Chal Shudas went into the night, so the idea is being my place, the place is, do you say that being that this is, you didn't make Abdallah, and still have like a Shabbos, it's Shabbos. So therefore, the halacha is, it'll be mutter for you to continue saying Shabbos. Or you say, no, Lamaisa, you're after 7 days, being that you're after 7 days, so it's mean that you're after 7 days, so then you can't do it. So big mach leikus ha-poiskim, Sheva Levi's Meikul, Alas Ha-Machmer, Lamaisa, both of them are accepted Menagim, Lamaisa, it'll be better not to get into the Shabbos, but if it happens, like upon them, both of them are accepted Menagim, and on Shabbos, it's not going to be makel to say that it'll be mutter to make shabbos because you know you have to make shabbos. I give on shabbos, so who drinks from the shabbos? It's a big shy. What do you do about drinking? Whoever is before Abdallah. Now drink before Abdallah. Actually, every shabbos, are you wasting the mixing the kosis? You ever notice that? So what are they doing? Why mixing the kosis back to father? What's the point of that? You know. So it's not a school. The reason why they're doing it is because that there was a kosher brachas on Mazon and there was a kosher shabbos brachas. There were two separate things. You want the chas and the kav drink both of them. They have to mix the kosher together. Like this, they both get from the kosher brachas on Mazon and they also get from the kosher shabbos brachas. That's why we're mixing both of them together. What?
What do you say? What do you do then? You take one and take the other from
it. You just mix it together and they have both in together and then they go together. Now, the Negev drinking for Abdullah, so much of the Einstein Chuba Paskin that you should give it to the Chasim and Kaal vision. Being that the person who makes the Brachas should not drink, you should give the Chasim and Kaal. Being that, okay, the Shevet Brachas is really the, you mean, might see the Chasim and Kaal and the Shevet Brachas. I don't know the Chasim and Kaal, the Shevet and the Shevet Brachas. Really, you mean, might see the Chasim, when there's one of Chadashas, the Chasim and Kaal have a Chiv Shevet Brachas. Who's moitzi them? The people are moitzi them. So really, the Chasman Kaal really should be listening to the Shabbat Brachas and Ishna Bishmitz. So come on, Rav Moshe said that you should give the Kais Shabbat Samadhi, you should give the Chasman Kaal, they should drink it, being that's a part of the other, they're the ones who should drink it.
The person that makes the Shabbat Brachas, Shabbat Brachas,
what's up? Can you buy a Shabbat Brachas, you know, like an uncle Nachra? You want to be having one of the Shabbat Brachas. The question is, what do you do in that situation? Can you have somebody with not from make one of the shabbos? This really gets into the shayas and shayla. Can you call somebody not from Abdaliyah in shul? Oh, someone from my mate said that they once had, what was this? They give a shul, it was like the ofref of like one of the politicians. So by the ofref, no, maybe the ofref, so all the who's who came. Prime Minister came, and the Prime Minister came, and that's about they all came. And so I was looking at the Aliyahs. And the Rabbi was an old-time Yishalmi, he was like, no, way in the world is going to kill these Karbalis? Way in the world. So they're trying to figure out what to do. And also the Baal Hashem there also, like they had to give. So what they decided, what the Gave said, that you know, in this shul we don't give aliyahs to anyone who's not a member. We don't give aliyahs to people who are outside the community, but they didn't give anyone aliyahs. Because the halacha is, giving aliyah to somebody who's not from, somebody who's not Bikaris, the Mishnah says, somebody who's not Bikaris, if he just makes a bracha, his bracha is not considered a bracha. It's just it's just lip service, he doesn't believe what he's doing. Therefore, his bracha, this can bracha, this can this love. That's why you can't give aliyah to somebody who's not from. That's why it's all shy away from the mitzvah, what do you call it, mitzvah tanks?
Yeah.
So they call you go over, yeah, can you really call you go over, yeah, can you put on a tefillin? So the guy, you know, the guy goes, yeah, fine, I'll put on a tefillin, so keep a tefillin, take a picture, you know, from Shmack, you know, part of the, you know, but when you're a tourist, one thing to do, right, you know, put on a tefillin and take a picture, you know, if they don't really have a mind, we'll have to go to the mitzvah, and they don't have a mind to make a process, it could be a false nothing. The Bible just told them, Shad is that a Yidu puts on a tefillin, and it's automatically, it's a Shmackinim, and it's, and it's Russian. But come on, it's not so posh that, not so posh that he is. So in terms of Mechavid, somebody who's not from, in order to give one of his nine brachas, he's definitely not allowed to, because the bracha is Nishkan bracha, if he's not a curse, then the guy's bracha. You can't do it. Yeah. Kim Mechavid, okay. Somebody a couple of weeks ago was going to the Shabbat bracha, so you want to know that. Very like my Shabbat bracha, so you want to know that they'll be Mechavid later with Shabbat bracha. Consistently get a shower bracha. So they want to know, you know, if you do that, and like what happens next, what is it going to get someone afterwards? I quite know, it's an open grain. The grain says that you cannot have, the lady cannot make shower bracha, somebody who can't make, okay, whatever. I hope it's not something gay. What did I say? The lady can start a condition? I'll go find him. You want to know if they lose a cow? Yeah, that's how I'm saying. You're but I'll go find him.
If they do all I say,
what?
If an awful person is one of the brothers, are you allowed to make a second
of one? Chur the brothers are not Makkah Zuazul. Chur the not Makkah Zuazul. I heard there's been a Brahmin there's one last halacha when he gets to the Shabbat brachas. So, yeah, so does the one who makes the Shabbat brachas have to eat? That's all shiloh. There's 10 people there, you have to have 7 people eat in order to make 7 people eat bread, 2 people eating other, eating pears, then you have to give Shabbat. So, I don't have somebody who didn't eat. The shiloh is, does he have to eat or not? It's a big shiloh. The place is there. Vadya, but the chiyuv should do it. But they don't have to. One thing they say can make sure by Shabbat is, what's the classic case? Let's say you're eating at home, they tell you come for Shabbat for dessert. So what do people do? They wash it only at home, and they just go for dessert, and they bench over there. It's open halacha that you cannot bench in a place we didn't wash. If you want to go bench over there, you have to eat over there. So what do you have to eat over there? What kind of stomach is on roll today? What do you have to eat there? Close. A lot of people, what they do, people go for dessert, right? They just take a piece, I think most people think you just eat a piece of cake, right? You take a piece of cake and then you go for dessert and you bench over there. The luck is, the Shmur says that cake is no good. You only can wash you only can bench in the place you didn't wash if you have to eat some type of bread. You have to eat, the Shmur says even a master bread is enough. But you have to make sure to eat bread over there. A lot of times people do this, like they go to the tish. They wash it on, they go to the tish, or they go to somebody else's house. The halacha is, you have to eat bread over there. If you don't eat bread, so the halacha is, the nicer that you cannot bench over there. Like, why do we make such a big deal about the whole of the Shabbat brachas? What's the whole big deal? Why do we make such a big deal about it? Building a Jewish family, a Jewish marriage, it's a great system. And that's the reason why we make a great system. It's also to give the marriage a little bit of a jump start. Marriage is a avoda, and we make a whole big chasna and a whole big something in order to give the marriage a jump start. After time, marriage is about to start off with a certain smack, and after time, marriage, referencing marriage is like, you live happily ever after. Marriage is great, I'm telling you, it's great. Mom's great, but about it takes some work, it takes some time to develop, needs some patience. Need some to meet this, some religious to meet this, and when a person works on it, you have to start working on it when you're a bacher. Because if you come in with baggage, Zakai said a couple weeks ago, marriage doesn't cure any baggage. If you have baggage, marriage is not going to cure it. Marriage doesn't take care of your problems. If you're a Baruch Hashem doing well, marriage will make you happier, make you better, and improve where you are. But it's not going to be like a panukah dasas, as we said. You're just going to, you know, make a little change. About it when you're about to work on yourself, and like that, you're going to marriage more or less okay, and like that, you'll be happier, and you'll look after that.